Chairman, I rise a strong support interior appropriation bill for the fiscal year 1989. At the outset, I want to commend Sid Yates and Ralph Regula for their leadership in presenting to the House a well-balanced bill. Sid Yates is a tough but a very fair chairman. He's a man who stands on his principles and who bases his judgment on facts, and I admire him for that. During the course of this appropriation cycle, I sat through several hearings, the subcommittee and the full committee hearings and markups, and I could say without hesitation that no agency or program funded in this bill escapes the careful scrutiny of Chairman Yates or is left high and dry if there is a legitimate need. It's a real pleasure for me to work with Sid and Ralph on this subcommittee. They deserve a lot of credit for a job well done on this bill. Let me make a few observations about the recommendations. First, as mentioned before, the bill is within the 302B allocations for outlays and budget authority. It's approximately $353 million more than the amount provided in FY88. That's about a 4% increase. The increase is primarily due to the committee's attempt to meet the pressing needs identified by the affected agencies and departments, outside groups, and of course, the 300 or so members of the House of Representatives who made requests to the subcommittee. Practically all of those requests are legitimate, very important, and yet many, many needs were unfunded even with this increase. The bill provides additional funds for the preservation and the conservation of our natural resources. The Park Service and the BLM, the Forest Service, the Fish and Wildlife Service are custodians of irreplaceable national treasures which must be adequately maintained, preserved, and protected. And yet, even with this increase, endangered species will vanish from existence and hundreds and thousands of wetlands will be destroyed. The fact that drought and the overdevelopment have caused a virtual crisis for the migratory waterfowl of this country. In 1985, for example, duck breeding population fell to the lowest level since surveys began in the 1950s, and the numbers have not improved since then. The committee was generous in providing land acquisition and management funds to meet this crisis, but it falls far short of the amount that could be effectively spent. This is a bare-bones bill with no frills or extravagant spending. And you can be sure that the temptation was there to spend more. I'm particularly pleased that no effort was made to provide the President's request for the $1.7 billion in clean coal funding. If we don't manage that program carefully, spending reasonable amounts of money, we're going to have another sin-fueled corporation on our hands. I can't understand my own administration in this regard. We're facing a fiscal crisis. They're requesting another $1.7 billion in corporate subsidies when the Department of Energy has not even spent the funds that we gave them in 1985. Two-thirds of the money provided for the first round has not even been spent, and they still have $575 million for round two. I also support the committee's recommendation to stretch out the funding for clean coal for 2 years. Although OMB has expressed opposition to this provision, the Secretary of Energy has clearly said that the subcommittee's recommendation, quote, will have little, if any, effect on the execution of the current round of competition, end of quote. These funds cannot be spent in one fiscal year. The administration has objections to several other language provisions in the bill, including the Buy American language for offshore oil rigs, the OSC leasing moratoriums. The OMB position can be best summarized by this excerpt from the statement of the administration policy. Quote, based on a number of objectionable funding and language provisions included in the present version of the bill, the director of OMB would recommend that the president's veto this bill, end of quote. I'll include the entire statement in the record when we get back into the House. Despite this veto threat, I strongly recommend that all members vote for this bill. Sure, we're spending more, but we have obligations to preserve our natural and cultural resources for the millions and millions of Americans who enjoy them. And we have an obligation to pass these resources on to the next generation intact or even improved. Mr. Chairman, members of the House, this is a good bill, and it's worth voting for.